genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Ladies' Day. Each of my guests is a lady discussing her topic. My first guest is a challenger for the Ventura City Council. She's running to make the city more fiscally sound and responsive to its citizens. We'll discuss the challenges she sees facing Ventura and her platform to address those challenges. My second guest is the first wife of one of America's best-known action movie heroes, Charles Bronson. We'll discuss their life together from her memoir, Charlie and Me. My third guest is also a challenger for the Ventura City Council race. She currently serves as the executive director of the Ventura Music Festival. We'll discuss the challenges she sees facing Ventura and her platform to address those same challenges. And if you have a question for any of my guests, or if you want to call in with a comment, you can call us at 639-0008. Now, I should first start out by saying that the City Council candidate interviews are brought to you by Halter and Encinas Landscaping, and they'll be opening up on Saturday, November the 19th, a brand-new store, Villa Tasca Garden Center at 2057 East Thompson Boulevard, located at the intersection of Thompson and Catalina in Ventura. Contact them for your gardening and landscaping needs, 805-701-2486. You'll get 15% off of all purchases both between now and the end of the year if you go into the store. Also, let me explain the format for these interviews with the council candidates. All council candidates were invited to participate. 9 of the 11 agreed to the interview. Martin Armstrong declined the interview, and Ed Alamino did not respond to my request, despite repeated reminders to do so. The candidates will be asked the same set of questions, and the candidates were given the questions before the interview. Joining me today is candidate for Ventura City Council prospective person, Carla Bonney. Carla, welcome to the show. How are
you
today?
Bill. I'm good, thanks.
Well, thank you for coming in, and thank you for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I guess the first question that everybody wants to know in the voting public is, what draws you to civic service to serve on the Ventura City Council?
What draws me is a need I see as a resident, and that is to have a more representative government, one that actually is listening to the needs of the businesses and the citizens in the area. I've felt it myself as I've attended City Council meetings over the last couple of years and addressed problems where I felt that what we spoke as citizens was not listened to at the City Council level. Often the vote at City Council is a 5-2 vote. I'd like to bring more balance to that vote, and I feel like I would be in a 5 or 4-3 type balance.
All right. So you want to bring a different perspective to the council. You want to be more responsive. I get that. Do you have any specific examples of council meetings that you've been to where you specifically felt that the citizens were not being listened to?
I attended City Council meetings where they were discussing grandfathering granny flats. And I know that some of the people on the council actually had experienced some of the issues that they were going to enforce on residents. The residents were coming before the council and saying what they felt was going to be really detrimental to them in creating this grandfathering type apparatus where they would be charging people for fees, people would have to bring their granny flats up to the current code levels, and they would have to pay fees at the time that their granny flat was implemented. That puts a lot of people on fixed incomes at a very big disadvantage. They're having to turn themselves in and then come up with monies to make them have units that are legal. That's one example. Another example would be the parking meter issue. There was a 10,500 initiative signed by people in the area. When they first brought it before the city council just said, no, we're going to keep the meters. People felt like they hadn't been involved in the process. They felt like the meters were hard to use. And so when they put together the initiative and the city council took the initiative writers to court, the people felt like they had been slanted on their opinion.
And that is one of your signature things, is the parking meters downtown. Well, we'll come back to both of those if time permits, Carla, but I want to dive into some of the other questions that I'm going to ask all of the city council candidates, and that is about commerce here in Ventura. What do you plan to do to attract and retain more jobs here in Ventura City?
I've already started a discussion with businesses in the area, and that actually started a few months ago. Businesses are very free with their information on what is bad in our city, and I want to actually have paperwork in the form of a questionnaire where businesses can say, I hate what this does for me, this legislation, this paperwork that we have to fill out, these fees. I don't like the city looking at me as a fee implementer for the city. I've had hotels complain. I've had large businesses come to me and say, this has got to be changed. We have to feel like the city is more friendly to our businesses. You do not often get a business coming to Ventura and saying, it was an easy process to come and locate here. They usually say that it was very hard to locate here, and oftentimes they look at other cities such as Camarillo or Oxnard as a better choice. I don't think that we should be doing legislation or ordinances at city council level that are above and beyond the state in terms of green environmental issues. I believe that state environmental regulations are good and should be followed, and we should not look at ourselves as going beyond that, because if we do at this point in time, we will continue to lose businesses and other cities will benefit.
All right, so what specifically would you roll back then in the current ordinances that might make this a more business-friendly city?
Some of the environmental fees that we have, some of the building fees. If you ever talk with contractors, which my husband is one, we have extra environmental fees and green building things that must be done in Ventura. And what contractors say is because of these additional requirements, it makes it too hard for us to actually make money in Ventura. Plus, the processing time to get something through the city and to actually building stage is usually years. And a lot of times it's because we farm out some of our the permitting process, and so it goes out of the area, comes back. Then there's changes, and it's not a smooth process. I think there needs to be a smoother process where people can start a permitting process, know what they must do, follow those lines, have the planning commission and all the groups that are involved more willing to go along with the builders so that they can feel that they're being listened to and that the city is not trying to be so aggressive.
Is it now, Carla, that the contractors don't know what the procedures are? Are the procedures unclear in any way?
They know what the procedures are. It's just that when you actually look at the procedures and say, what's my bottom line going to be after I follow all these procedures, that is what, you know, stops a lot of people from actually starting. Sometimes people start and things change down the line where the planning commission may get involved or neighbors may get involved. You know, there might be outside issues, or a lot of times what even happens is the ordinances in that area change because there might be something like a downtown specific plan or a west side plan that comes into effect after the people start the permitting process, and that might change what they're, you know, it doesn't remain constant once you've started. You have to take in mind some of the overlays and some of the changes that might occur after you've actually begun, and that can be problem problematic.
My guest is Carla Bonney. She is a candidate for the Ventura City Council. We're talking about the challenges that she sees in Ventura. Just want to follow up on this for one more minute, because this is a question that I've asked all of the other candidates as well, and that is really tied into growth and development, which is the area that you were discussing. Mm-hmm. How can we maintain sort of a family-oriented lifestyle here without adequate, proper affordable housing? And specifically what I'm talking about here is the Freeney case. Now, I know you can't comment on the lawsuit itself because not all the details are available, and I'm not asking you to, but the details are these, that the Freeneys wanted to build affordable housing for elderly people out on the east side of Ventura. They put their plans into the design review committee. They were approved. They put their plans into the planning commission. They were approved. After several iterations, it wasn't quite as smooth as that, but they did get approval from the planning commission. At every stage, these plans were made public so that people could go and take a look at them, and now construction begins on the Freeney project. A few vocal local neighbors objected to it, and the city council stopped the project and made the Freeneys go back to the drawing board, literally, to redraw the plans. So my question to you is this. I don't want you to comment on the lawsuit per se, but how can a vocal minority stop a process that has gone through two departments of city government and been approved at both levels where the plans have been made public, and then bring a project to a financial halt at that stage?
I don't believe that it should. So what I think has to happen is, if there's going to be the ability to take into consideration the neighbors when there is an ordinance or a plan for an area, and if the project falls within the plan and what's allowed, neighbors should be polled at the very beginning before any of the real intense planning processes gets going.
And who would poll those neighbors?
The city. The city supposedly sends people out to go door to door. So there should be actually something written where the neighbors comment, so that they cannot say they did not know about it or that somebody lied about what their opinion was of the project. It should be something that they fill out the paperwork saying, yes, we've seen this. This is our problems with it. More of a legal answer to it, where right now it's their word against the other people's word, and I don't believe that's good, to pit neighbors against neighbors. The city should have the control and say, if you want to complain about the project, put it in writing, and we'll consider it, and we'll look at it in reference to how that relates to the regulations that we allow, or what permits we will allow. I do not believe there should be a four-year process that then all of a sudden gets halted.
All right. So if I'm understanding you correctly, if you are elected to the Ventura City Council, that is one of the things that you would implement immediately, is revisions in the planning process for any new development, that local neighbors have to be consulted in writing and have that be part of the record before any project would start?
It should be part of the initial process. So when you're starting the permitting process, that should be something that they say, this is what we're going to allow in this area. If you think that it doesn't fit in with the ordinance or the plan for the area, then give us your concerns now so that we can start considering them. It's not like we want to shut down neighbors, but we do want to involve them and be honest on both sides. If the city's allowing something that really is not user-friendly, then we should know at the very beginning, before people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars along a path that's going to lead to nothing. That's not very fair for either side. It's not fair for the one side to be nervous for years, and it's not fair for the person that's spending lots of money to keep being encouraged to go to the next step. It should be determined at the beginning that we will allow it, and or will not, or the revisions will have to be made before we can definitely allow it.
And as the wife of a contractor, how would this impact the building costs of putting in a building if we have to go to the additional step of querying the neighbors about their opinions on any project before it starts?
Well, they supposedly do that right now, query the neighbors. So how many neighbors are there, 20, that would actually be impacted maybe? So if you have the responsibility to notify 20 neighbors, I don't believe that it's going to be a big additional cost. But if the city keeps being involved, stopped, re-involved, more planning, time spent on this, or more revisions, or more city attorney's time, it's more costly than doing it up front.
My guest is Carla Bonney. She's running for the Ventura City Council. And Carla, one of the things that's part and parcel with the economy here in Ventura is tourism. What steps would you take to increase tourism in Ventura?
Okay. There's a lot of things that can be done, and some of them are going to be more long-term and some short-term. One of the short-term things I would do is make sure that we always have sand on our beaches and not huge amounts of stones, so that when people go down to our pier and want to walk down to the beach and stroll along the beach shore, there should be sand spread out there. That should be a number one goal. Number two, I like the concept of having retail in addition to the couple of restaurants that are in the promenade area. That shores up each other. Then we've got the harbor. I believe in creating more living space over by the harbor. I know there's a project that's been in works for a long time. There could be a couple of other projects which would have locals living there, such as apartments in the area of Spinnaker and Harbor. And that way you would support more of the businesses in the harbor. I believe in joint efforts with hotels for advertising. I believe that the city should encourage more vacation rentals. I have a vacation rental that brings in a lot of people from out of the area, out of the country, and they all have hundreds of dollars that they plan on spending. We need to have forms that give visitors the restaurants in the area, the museums that they can visit, the local theater, and arts that are available.
And on those forms, is that the responsibility of the city council and the city government, or is that the responsibility of the Visitors Bureau?
I think it's the responsibility of a joint effort, because we are in a joint thing with the Visitors Bureau. So it's something that the city has a website right now. A lot of that information could be links on the website. There's really no links on the first page of the city's website giving a visitor that might happen to go to that website. Doesn't give them any sales job for the city. It could easily link over to the Visitors Bureau. It could link over to some of the hotels and, you know, link that would give them all the hotels in the area, all of the arts. I think that could be real beneficial for our residents and for building our community from within, which then strengthens the appeal to visitors. One thing that visitors always ask me when they come and stay at my vacation rental is, what's there to do? So I put together a notebook of restaurants and things like the Rubicon or the San Buenaventura Art Association, where they can go, the music festival, and actually attend things that are going on. I tell them great restaurants. I have restaurants often give me their flyers and brochures so that the people can leaf through the notebook and see what's available. We could do something like that with links on the city's website and vice versa with the Visitor Bureau.
My guest is Carla Bonney. She's a candidate for the Ventura City Council. Carla, if people like what they hear and they want to learn more about you, learn more about your candidacy, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
I have a Facebook page, Carla Bonney for Ventura City Council.
Go ahead and spell that for some people who might not be familiar with the way you spell your name.
Sure. CARLABONNEY Carla Bonney for FOR Ventura City Council, COUNCIL.
Carla Bonney for Ventura Council. That is great. Thank you, Carla, so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy
sure.
the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay.